Valley, but also in the development and creation of this new hospital, which is many ways unique in the health service in Scotland. You're probably aware, and I may have told you this before, about the design concept being primarily focused on the design of a village with the main street of the hospital, where all the wards and departments flow from that, with the 16 internal courtyards, which are equivalent to the village greens. The fact that a number of the areas, such as this one here, women's and children's, have their own entrances and exits, and that in architectural terms, I now understand, is called legibility of a building, so where people can actually find their way in and find their way out easily. And of course there are some iconic features of this building, particularly in design terms, the fact that it was designed so as to allow natural light to get right to the heart of the building. And as we go around this morning, you'll see that there is natural light in areas where one wouldn't normally expect to see windows and light in more traditional hospitals. And whenever we talk to members of the public or patients about this hospital, the things that they always mention are the light and the space, and that has, we believe, a therapeutic effect. The other thing that's really important about the design of the hospital for me is the separation of flows, and the fact that the areas occupied by patients, by visitors and staff have their own particular character and provide a calm and again, a therapeutic environment. And the issue of space is very important, as you'll see as we go around here. You know, if you look at the neonatal intensive care areas, for example, the space around the cots is quite different from the kind of spaces that that some of you might be familiar with from Stirling Royal or from other maternity areas. That's not a sexist thing, by the way, it's just that you're all female. And also in critical care, in intensive care area, there's very substantial space around the beds here, and there's light coming in. And again, that is regarded as being therapeutic, because in the past, frequently in critical care areas, it was only artificial light, but there is a distinct benefit. I understand from patients being able to tell daytime and nighttime, even when they're extremely ill and when they're in the critical care areas. So it has been a huge adventure to get to this point. We're anxiously awaiting the patients coming into the final phase of the hospital. I certainly feel that I've been very privileged to be part of this. In the 24 years that I've been involved with the NHS in Forth Valley in one form or another, there's been a great deal of talk about the creation of a new acute hospital for Forth Valley, but until now it never actually became a reality. So that's particularly pleasing, and as I say, I feel very privileged to have been part of the team that has been able to deliver that. So I think it's time really for us to head off and